You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stefan and welcome to another session of the Online Business Mastery Accelerator. Today we're going to dive into mindset, a topic that I know that you know is important. I know you've already heard about it. You might be thinking, yeah, I already know that stuff about mindset. You talk about it all the time, but it's something that we need to talk about again. It's something that we need to come back to. It's something that we need to revisit, because you might have heard of this before. I've said it many times, that 80% of your success in your business, in your life, and whatever it is that you're pursuing, 80% is going to come down to your mindset and your psychology, while only 20% is going to come down to the tactics, the techniques, the strategies, and the how. And so if that's really the case, then the mindset is something that we have to put much more emphasis on. And sometimes it's not as sexy or attractive, because, you know, most people, they're always looking for the new shiny object. They're always looking for the new technique, the new tactic. And they're missing the fundamentals. They're missing the foundation. You know, I'm often reminded by, a great quote from Bruce Lee. He says, "I do not fear the man who's practiced 10,000 kicks once. I fear the man who's practiced one kick 10,000 times. The man that's gone deep on something and mastered it versus the person that's just trying to dabble with a million different things and, you know, always jumping from one technique to the next tactic. They're always looking for that as something that they believe is going to solve all their problems, instead of returning to the fundamentals and the foundation, which is going to come down to your mindset and your psychology. And so there's elements here that I've shared before that I want to come back to, that I want to remind you of, that I want to help instill in your psychology, and to make some tweaks and upgrades and shifts so that we can make sure that you have that foundation to support the success that you're after. Or, you know what, if you already have success, if you're already doing pretty well, then how can we take that even further? Because what I've learned is that what's gotten you to where you are now is not going to get you to where you want to go. The same level of thinking that's gotten you to where you are today is not going to get you to where you want to go. You've got to upgrade your thinking. You've got to upgrade your mindset and your psychology to get to that next level. And it's something we always got to adjust and tweak. So, you know, the reason why I wanted to talk about mindset and go a little bit deeper with it here for you guys, and I'll go into a few different ones that we can discuss and I can share with you. But the reason is because every day I'm interacting with people. Every day I'm getting questions from people. I get questions from you guys. I see inside the groups. I see inside YouTube. I see everywhere the questions that I get. And oftentimes I look at and read the questions, but I'm often more fascinated and curious by the mindset and the psychology behind the question. And most often people think they have this problem. They think that they need help with this latest technique or tactic or whatever it is, but often there's something deeper than that that they're not able to see. There's blind spots that we all have that we're not even aware of, right? Because we're so often in our lives and in our business that often we need a coach or a mentor or a friend or someone that can remind us or point out things that we might not see within ourselves that we might not be aware of. And I don't have the luxury of being here one-on-one with you and to point out and have a discussion anything that might be holding you back, but I need you to try to develop the awareness as I share this presentation with you to be able to identify what might be stopping you so that we can address it and we can make the shifts that you need to make to get to the level you want to go. You know, for me, I've always been fascinated by why is it that some people can invest in a training program that could start a business, have the exact same access to the information that everyone else has, yet some people, they go through a course or a training or they start a business, and we all well know that person that goes on and they have massive success. You know, they go through the training, they apply it, they get results. It seemingly seems easy for that person. You see their success story on the internet and their journey and everything they went through to get there. And they create the life that they want. They create the success, the financial abundance, the freedom that they want. And yet there's other people out there that we also know that have access to the exact same information. They've invested in the same course. They got the same mentor. They went to the same seminar. They're starting the same business, the same opportunity at the same time. And yet that person, even though they have the same opportunity, the same strategies, the same techniques, they end up struggling. They end up not even getting past the first module. They don't even get their product up there. They don't even decide on their niche or their brand name. They don't even create their mastermind. They don't make an impact. They don't create their content. They don't take any action with it. Or maybe they do. They do take action with it, but yet they're still not getting the success and the results that they want. They struggle. Maybe they give up. Maybe they procrastinate. Maybe they don't have the passion. Maybe they don't put in the time. Maybe they're not investing the money. There's so many factors of that, but why is that? You know, why is it that someone can have the exact same resources, but yet get a totally different result? And really what I've discovered from that is what it comes down to is the mindset, is the psychology. You know, how is it, for example, that there's a couple from Romania, Peter and Adina, who are broke and struggling, that came across an opportunity like the Amazing Selling Machine and couldn't even understand or speak much English, and they had to go through the course through using Google Translate to translate everything from English to Romanian so they can understand it. And they didn't have the money, so they had to find a way to borrow the money to get the training to invest in it. You know, how is it that someone that could go through that circumstances and have that kind of adversity, yet end up building a successful business of making over $100,000 a month? You know, and I remember when I interviewed them, they shared with me the story about how, you know, they had to go to the event SellerCon, which is an event that I'm speaking at soon, it's all for Amazon sellers, that, you know, they wanted to go to the event and the seminar. They had to fly from Romania all the way to Las Vegas from it. They couldn't afford for both of them to go. So Adina says to Peter, "You've got to go. There's not enough for both of us. You're going." And, you know, the hotel was at the Venetian Hotel, a more expensive hotel, and they couldn't afford to stay there. You know, they barely scrapped by for Peter to be able to do it. And, you know, Adina said to, you know, they're looking for a hotel, you know, outside the Vegas Strip that's a lot cheaper. And Adina says, "No, you've got to go. You got to stay at the Venetian. You got to belong. You got to be like everyone else there and act as if you already have that success." What allowed someone to do that and become massive successes and inspirations for others is the psychology and mindset. Or what allowed an Angie Chacon, who was a single mom going through a divorce of four kids, one of the most stressful moments of her life, and she ended up using that as motivation and fuel to start her own Amazon business and making over $500,000 a month today. And there's countless other stories and examples that I can give you of people that have been in horrible circumstances and situations, much worse than you and I, but they've found a way to succeed. They've found a way to get the strategies and do something with it and achieve success with it. What allowed Angie to do it, what allowed Peter and Adina to do it, what allowed all the other people that I've had the chance and opportunity to interview on my YouTube channel, over 100 plus successful online business owners and had the chance to work with thousands of people from all over the world, what I've observed and noticed is it comes down to the mindset and the psychology. So I really want you to understand it's your psychology that's going to determine your success more than anything else. The trainings, the courses, the strategies, the techniques are great. Get them, but what will determine whether or not you do anything with it, of course, is going to be your mindset. So your mindset is something we've always got to upgrade. We've always got to cultivate. We've always got to build it. You know, as my mentor Jim Rohn said, you got to work harder on yourself than you do on your job or your business, because you and your mindset is the ultimate resource that you get to take with you into every endeavor of your life. Everything that you pursue, the success of that is going to be determined based on you. And the more that you become, then the easier your success is going to be and the lot sooner and faster that you'll have it. So let's dive into some of the mindsets of what I've learned. And I encourage you to take some notes, to write some of this down, and to really look at which of these mindsets are the ones that you could use the most help with that you need to work on and cultivate more than everything else. The first one that I want to share with you is belief. Belief. Confidence. So important. There's a few different levels of belief that you need to have, though. You see, first you got to believe in yourself, right? You got to believe that you can be successful, that you can do it. You know, you'd be amazed how many people lack that belief. They have so much uncertainty. They're like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to build a business, but I'm not really sure if I can do it. I'm not sure if I can be successful. And whatever you think is what you become, right? There's a classic book called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And he talks about how your thoughts produce your reality. You know, whatever you think, you become. And so if you think that you're a failure, if you think that you're not good enough, you think you can't be successful, then of course, we all know what you're going to manifest and what that reality will be. You know, Henry Ford had the famous quote that if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Because whatever you think or whatever you believe is going to end up being the reality of your life. So you got to believe in yourself. Listen, I believe in you. I don't even know you, but I know that you can become successful. I know you can be successful. And the reason why I believe it is because I've seen countless success stories. I've seen so many people from all walks of life, all over the world, in crazy circumstances that have been able to defy the odds and become successful. And here's the belief that you need to have, which is that if one man or one woman can do it, then you can too. If someone else has achieved something, if they've become successful, then you can as well. There's not any reason why you can't. We all have the same neurology. We all have the same nervous system. We all have the same opportunities. I mean, there might be slight advantages or disadvantages, you know, at different, you know, everyone might have or might not have different advantages, but it doesn't matter, right? Because you can point out the people that are at rock bottom, that had nothing, no money, no time. You know, the story that I had of, you know, people didn't even understand the English language, they had to translate it, or you got four kids and you're a single mom or dad and you're trying to find a way to make it. There's countless examples like that. The person that I've worked with and coached that lives in a third world country that's barely making enough just to support themselves, to people that are homeless that I've worked with and seen that have gone on to be successful. And so you've got to find those role models and those references, and you've got to trust and just believe that you can be successful. There's more than enough opportunity. There's more than enough resources available today. There's countless success stories all around you if you look for it. And so there's no reason why you can't be successful yourself. Okay, so that's number one. You've got to believe in yourself. Number two is you got to believe in the business or the opportunity that you're pursuing. See, I don't know what business you're in right now. We got people here from all over, all different pursuits and businesses and niches. I know some of you are pursuing an Amazon business. Others are building your own mastermind. Some of you are building your own brand, your blog, your website, your YouTube channel, your social media presence. Some of you might be doing drop shipping, affiliate marketing, publishing books. Right? There's all different avenues and vehicles of what you can leverage and utilize to be successful at. But what it comes down to is, do you believe that whatever business idea or venture that you're pursuing, that it is going to work? It is going to be successful for you. You got to believe in that. See, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in the business, then you're not going to put in the work. You're not going to put in everything you got. And from my experience, a lot of people, they have one foot in and one foot out. You know, I see people all the time, they invest in a course and a training program, and there's so much uncertainty that they have, so much lack of belief that they're reading all the fine print and they're already looking at how they can get a refund if it doesn't work for them within 30 days. They're already setting themselves up to fail. Why are you even allowing failure to enter into your mindset and your reality? Why are you even welcoming that as an idea? You got to believe that success is the only option. There's no plan B. There's only plan A, which is that you will be successful. And if you can't find the way, you make the way, right? Some people, they hit a wall, and then some people, they hit the wall and they give up and they go back. And the first sign of resistance, the first sign of adversity, the first sign that something goes wrong in their business, or, you know, they couldn't understand something or they didn't know what to do and they're stuck finding their product or picking their niche, and they've hit a wall and they give up and they go back. There's other people though that they hit the wall and they're so committed, they're going to find a way over the wall. They're going to go over it. They're going to go under it. They're going to go around it. They're going to break through the wall. They'll do whatever it takes to get on the other side of that wall, right? And it's because they have that belief, they have that mentality going into it, that they will be successful, that your success is inevitable. You just got to figure it out. You've just got to figure out what the process and how the game works, how Amazon works, how marketing works, how Facebook works, how Google works, how YouTube works, how all of these platforms. You just got to learn it and be committed to the long-term process of it. So you got to believe in that. Okay, you know, most often people ask me, Stefan, which business should I pursue? Should I get into Amazon? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do affiliate marketing? You know, my answer is whatever one that you actually believe in and that you're going to do the work for, that's the one that you should do, because you can be successful in all of those. You know, every day people ask me, Stefan, can you still make money on Amazon? Or is Amazon dead? Or is it too saturated? All of these fears and lack of belief. That's all it is. It's an insecurity. It's fear. It's a lack of belief that they could be successful on Amazon or in this venture or that venture, or that they can do it. And the mind, you got to understand, guys, the mind, the job of it is not to make you successful. It's to protect you and to survive, to keep you safe. And so the mind is always going to look for ways to keep you where you are right now, which is safe and known and familiar in your comfort zone. Okay, that's all your mind cares about, to keep you safe and comfortable. So it's going to look for reasons and stories and create excuses and rationalizations on why it's not going to work for you or why you can't succeed, to keep you where you are. Because it doesn't care about your potential and what you can be. You have to override that. You have to have belief and faith, more importantly, where you believe when there's no other reason to believe to support it, no evidence, but you just decide that you're going to believe. You decide that you're going to trust. You decide that you're going to make it happen. And you might not know how, but you can figure it out. You got to trust your capabilities, your ability to figure things out to create the success that you want. Okay, so you got to believe in that. You got to also believe in your product. You got to believe in your business. You got to believe in your brand. You know, so many of you, you're creating a product, a service, an event, a course, a book. You're creating something, but you don't believe in it enough. And if you don't believe in your own product, your own business, your own service, then how can you expect anyone else to? How can you expect other people to get behind you to support or purchase your product or your idea? You are going to be the best salesperson. You are going to be the one that's going to determine your success more than anyone else. It's not going to be me. It's going to be you. You determine your own success. You're the ultimate salesperson for your brand and your product. And you got to make sure that whatever you're selling, you believe in it. You believe and you know that other people are going to benefit from it. You believe and you know that by people consuming what you have to share, what you have to give, what you've created, their life will be better off for it. It doesn't mean you solve all of their problems. It doesn't mean that you're perfect for everyone. You're going to have customers that, you know, are unhappy, of course. Not every customer is going to benefit from the product or what you create, but as long as the majority are, that's key. But you've got to believe in it. I know so many people, for example, and even for myself, I remember when I created a product, I was so shy to share it. It's like I was afraid to tell people about it. I was afraid to post on my Facebook because I was worried what other people would think of me. you know, and maybe they're going to judge me or criticize me from it. And I got to a point where I thought, that's so ridiculous. This is my life. This is my product. This is my idea. This is something that I've created that I'm passionate about. And I'm doing the world a disservice by keeping it to myself, by not sharing it as much as I possibly could, by not promoting it and marketing it out of my fear of what other people are going to think of me. How silly is that? How stupid is that? That we're going to let that stop us from promoting and projecting something that can help the world and promoting ourselves. That I realized, you know, many years ago that the friends or the family members or the people out there that I'm on my Facebook or that I might share in person with my idea, if they're not supportive of it, if they're going to make fun of me, if they're going to judge me, then they don't belong in my life, right? Sometimes you got to do an audit of your life and the people in your life and decide, is this really the person that has my back? Do they believe in me? Are they going to get behind me? Is this a true friend that is going to support me and cheer me on? Or are they a parasite pretending to be my friend, but they're going to have their insecurities pull me to where they are in their life and prevent me from moving forward? There's plenty of people like that that I had to get rid of in my life that weren't true supporters and true friends. Because I believe a true friend is someone that cheers you on, that supports you and whatever you're trying to pursue in your life. That's what a real friend is. And if you have some of those people out there that are going to judge you or make fun of you or hold you back, then you got to consider limiting your time with those people, because they're going to be a detriment to your success and the life you want to create. But there's no reason why whatever you create, your product, you got to get behind it. One of the ways that I do that is I ask myself questions about my business and my product. I ask myself, maybe as a part of a morning ritual, you can do this, where I ask myself, what's great about my product? What are all the benefits that my product or my service can provide for people, you know? Or how can I make my product or service better? How can I believe in it so much more and make it the best that it can be so that I have that belief and that confidence behind it? For me, my belief is behind the content that I create that it can truly change people's lives. And I know that because it's changed and impacted my life. And these are problems that I had to overcome and things I had to learn in my life. I know what I had to go through. And because I know that, I know what it can do for other people as well. And I know that when I share my content or I do a video like this or other things out there, it might not resonate with everybody, and that's okay. I'm not trying to make everyone happy. I'm trying to speak to one person that can change their life and be better off for it. And for me, that's more than enough. To change one person's life is more than enough. That's a tremendous value. And my belief, though, is that if people don't hear what I have to say, they're going to live in pain. That some of these ideas that I share with you, some of these things that I, you know, this whole concept of what I'm talking about right now could be the difference between your success and failure. I know that. That if you don't really get what I have to share with you right now, you can continue to suffer and be in pain or fail or lose money or time, and I don't want you to go through that. So I make what I have to share in my product so important within myself that I know that you have to hear it. Even though you might not know you do, deep down inside, I believe that you do, and you'll find out eventually you need to hear what I have to say, and it'll come to you at a certain point. But that level of belief and that congruence will give you so much power when you communicate, when you share, when you promote, when you market your product or service, because when you promote or share something, you're transferring that emotion, that belief to someone else. So you got to have it. If you don't have it within yourself, no one else will. So you got to believe in your product. You got to believe in your potential and the success that's available for you. You know, I'm often reminded of a great story of Mel Fisher. Mel Fisher was someone in July of 1985. He found the 1622 wreck of the Spanish galleon Nuestra Señora de Atocha. This was a treasure that was worth $500 million. But here's the crazy thing. Mel did not find this treasure overnight. You know, you might think, well, maybe it took him a few months or a few years. It took him 16 years to find this treasure of $500 million. And throughout those 16 years, it was not easy. Throughout those 16 years, Mel went through so much adversity and pain and struggle. His own brother died on the trip and the journey. He ended up getting sick. There's so much adversity and challenge that he went through on this journey. And yet he didn't give up for 16 years. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you out there would pursue something for 16 years? Okay, no sign of success, no sign of progress. Your brother dies, people are getting sick, all this adversity around you, and yet you still keep going. How many people would actually do that? Fuck, most people, they start a business, they go through a course, they give up after the first module. They give up before they even launch their business. Or they launch it and they give up after a few months or a year or 2 or 3 years. You know, and that's a difference of psychology and mindset versus Mel Fisher refused to give up. He kept going. Right? And that's why he found it. That's why he became successful. So there's three beliefs that Mel had to go for 16 years. The first belief that he had is that it's there. He believed that there'd be a treasure that was there. He believed that it existed. You got to believe that there's a treasure in your business. There's success at the other end of where you want to go. There's success. There's a treasure that's there. Maybe it's a life that you want. Maybe it's a lifestyle. Maybe it's a certain amount of money. Maybe it's freedom. But you got to believe that it's there and that it exists. If he didn't believe that there truly was a treasure out there, he wouldn't have put in the 16 years and gone through what he went through, right? You're not going to go through what you need to go through if you don't believe that that treasure exists. The second belief that he had was that I will and I must find it. He had to make it so important. He had to make it a priority for himself that he's got to find it. He must find it. There's no other option. There's no plan B. You're going to do whatever it takes to find that treasure. So you might believe, hey, you know, yeah, I think there is success that is possible there for you in your business. But are you really committed to finding it? Are you committed to going through what you might have to go through to get there? It ain't going to be easy. The courses and the trainings and the resources and the mentors and the coaches, they shorten the learning curve. They help you accelerate the process, but they can't shortcut the process for you. They can't do the process for you. They can't give you the success. You still have to earn it. You have to go through that. No one else can go through it for you. So you got to believe that. You also got to believe that it's going to be worth it. That if you're going to have to spend years building your business or months or give up something in your life and put up, you know, your time and your energy and your focus and your passion and go through adversity and mistakes and failures and I hate to break it to you, there's going to be those, right? There's going to be failures and mistakes and you're going to fuck up, I fuck up, we all fuck up, right? It's part of the journey. It's called learning. But you got to believe that it's going to be worth it. You got to believe that that treasure, that when you get there and you look back at what you had to go through, that all of that was worth it. And that's not that hard to do. You just got to remind yourself of what your why and what your purpose is. You got to remind yourself what this can give you in your life, you know, and visualize, imagine the life you're going to live in the near future of you traveling the world maybe, or giving to charities, or living in a beautiful home, or to have the freedom, the abundance that you truly desire, to have the impact that you want to make in the world and seeing and experiencing it, right? Thinking about those days that you might have in your near future where you go to the mall and you can buy whatever you want, or you go to the restaurant, you can buy whatever you want, or you can provide an incredible experience for your family and take them on a world trip with you and give them an experience they'll never forget. Those moments when you think about it and you visualize it, you experience that in your mind, it will remind you why you're doing this and why this will be worth it for you.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So those are beliefs you've got to adopt. And now let me give you a few things I think can help you build this belief in confidence. Number one is having role models and references. The more role models and references you have of success, other people that are just like you, people that are average people from all different walks of life that made it happen, right? They started with nothing and they became successful. The more of those that you gather, the more of those that you find, they become references. They become like the legs to a tabletop, which is your belief, and they support it. The more legs you have, the more secure, the stronger that belief is. So you always got to find it. You got to find those people that achieved incredible success, and that will give you the belief that you can do it as well. Next is visualization. You got to see in your mind and visualize the business, the success, the results that you're after. The more that you see it, the more it's going to be real for you. Your mind can't tell the difference between what is vividly imagined and what actually is real. You know, professional athletes do this all the time, that they visualize a basketball player. They'll visualize themselves making the shot. They'll see it again and again in their mind. And the more that they do, the more they rehearse that in their mind, the more certainty and belief that it gives them that when they go out there to perform, they have done enough repetitions in their mind that it's going to go in. They have that belief. They have that confidence. And you've got to rehearse in your mind and see yourself being the success that you want to be, having the business you want to build. You know, what is that going to look like? You got to vividly see that first, because everything in your outside world that you can now see and experience, all of that started up here in your inside world. It started as a thought, an idea, a belief, a vision, an insight, and you turned what was here into a reality. And you have that power to do it. You just got to live here and use your imagination more often. You know, I've shared this many times before, how Albert Einstein said that imagination is more powerful than knowledge, because knowledge is what is, but imagination is what could be. And the more that you tap into your imagination and your vision, then the more drive and fuel it'll give you, but the more that will turn into a reality for you. It'll create that belief. Third thing is affirmations. I'm a big fan of affirmations, which is what you say to yourself again and again and again. That most of the things that we say to ourselves, the self-talk, the noise in our head, is mostly disempowering. It's limiting. It's negative. And again, you got to understand, like I said, how your mind is programmed for it. Your mind wants to keep you safe and protect you. So it's going to try to keep you within your comfort zone. And it might say to you that you can't do this, that you're not good enough, that you can't be successful, or I can't figure it out, or this isn't going to work for me, this is not for me. It's going to think of every little thing that it's going to pull out from wherever that's going to get to you to keep you where you are. Your mind is going to figure whatever it out. Your mind is going to figure out whatever it's going to figure out and do or say to you to keep you stuck, okay? Because that's all it cares about. So you got to recognize that. And you've got to overpower it by speaking out loud and saying the thoughts and the beliefs that you want to have. You got to condition that. Because most of the negative conditioning we have it because we said things to ourselves again and again and again, or other people said it to us, whether that be our parents or our teachers or our peers or our friends or our colleagues. And so what beliefs do you need to have? Whatever that is, say that to yourself every single day. Every day, add that to your morning ritual. You know, for me, sometimes it's just saying to myself, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. You know, I got this. All I need is within me now. All I need is within me now. All of the intelligence I need is within me now. All the confidence that I need is within me right now. All the belief that I need is within me right now. And you know what? Sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. Sometimes you got to act as if you already have the success and the results that you want, right? I am a success. I am valuable. People do enjoy listening to me. You know, I've got tremendous value that I can offer the world. I got a great product. Say more of that to yourself to give you that confidence and that belief. You don't need other people to say it for you. You got to say it to yourself and give yourself that confidence and condition that on a regular basis. And it might take time to shift it, but the more that you say it, the more that you condition that, the more powerful that it's going to be. You know, Muhammad Ali, he said to himself again and again and again that I am the greatest. I am the greatest. I am the greatest. He said that to himself before he won anything, right? Because he built the belief of him being the greatest, and therefore he became that because it started up here in his mindset and his psychology. Some people say, when I see it, then I'll believe it. All BS, guys. It's when you believe it, that's when you see it. It starts up here first to shift your belief and create that in your mind, and then you'll see everything that you want from here will be reflected out to you here in the outside world, okay? Napoleon Hill said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve, okay? If you conceive it here and you believe it here, you can achieve it. So that's so important, guys. Another one I want to give you is purpose. You got to want it bad enough. I've talked about this so much, but you got to revisit this. How bad do you want to create the success in your business? How bad do you want it? Those that succeed wanted it bad enough. Listen, we all have fear. We all have doubt. We all have our circumstances, okay? We all have whatever limitations that you might have, whether that's time, whether that's money, whether that's where you live, whether that's language, whatever it is, okay? We all have those, okay? Different forms, but everybody has their shit, okay? Everybody is going through something. But what will determine your success is none of that, okay? It's the person that wants it bad enough. If you want it bad enough, you rise above all of those self-imposed limitations or those limitations that might be based on your environment, but you defy that, you overcome it, you don't let that stop you, right? You act in spite of it. And here's the thing, here's the way I look at it, okay? You have your limitations, you have your fears, you have your doubts, you have your stories, you don't have the time, you don't have the money, I don't speak the language, it's not good enough, I'm not an expert, all of that, okay, is here. And it might be pretty insurmountable, it might be pretty high, there might be a lot of that in your life, okay? But wherever that is for you, all that negative BS that's keeping you stuck, your stories, if that's here for you, and over here we have your desire, your purpose, your why. If your desire and the reasons why you want to be successful, if they're down here, you might kind of want it. Yeah, you know, I want to be successful. It'd be nice. I want to create freedom. I want to quit my job. I want to create a better life for my family. Yeah. I want that. Okay. And I'm sure, I have no doubt that you want those things. But here's the thing. If that desire and that want is here, but the fears and the doubts and all the negative stuff is right here, this is not enough to overpower this. In fact, your negativity, your fears, and your doubts will overpower your desire and will crush your dreams and goals of ever being successful. The only way to overcome it is you got this baggage that you have, this limiting belief and mindset. You got to figure out how to lessen that. You got to work on yourself. You got to shift some of those beliefs. You got to develop more belief and confidence. You got to lessen that, yes. But also at the same time, you've got to increase your desire, your commitment, why you're going to do whatever it takes and why you really want this. That has to be greater than all of this, because when it is, it will consume it. And when it is strong enough, you will do the work that's necessary to overcome all of those demons and all those limitations that are stopping you and holding you back. Okay, so it comes down to how bad you want it. Some people, they don't want it bad enough to go through the journey or to overcome and change things in their life, because you might have to change some things about yourself. The fears and the comfort zone, you're going to have to get outside of that, right? If you don't want it bad enough, then the resistance will keep you where you are and keep you in that zone, in that realm of comfort and familiarity. So why do you want this? Why do you want to succeed? If you're already successful, then why do you want to go to the next level? Really, you got to ask yourself that question. What are the reasons that will drive you? And maybe the reasons now are different than the reasons that you had before. Maybe the reasons that you had before are not doing it for you anymore. Maybe you've alleviated some of the pain that was driving you before that's not driving you anymore. You got to find a new reason that can inspire you. Maybe your reason is so that you can quit your job and create freedom, and your job is a big source of pain in your life, and you're not willing to live another month, another year in the position that you're in. And that pain and that reason and that why can drive you to doing what you need to do to change your life. Maybe it's to prove other people wrong and show them what's possible. Maybe it's to prove to yourself what's possible, that if you can do this and you can achieve success here, then you can achieve success in any other aspect of your life. And you want to be another role model and reference for other people what's possible. You want to be a leader, an inspiration. Maybe for you, it's so that you can travel the world. Because what a tragedy it is that we've been given this gift to live on this beautiful planet and most people will never experience it. That's a tragedy, in my opinion. You know, you only get one shot through this life, and how many of us are wasting it? Wasting the potential, the possibilities that are available to us, right? And that might create a little bit of pain for you, might drive you, might be a reason that you can stack on top of one another to propel you in the direction of where you want to go. I think one of the best things that you could ever do is to take out a pen and paper, take out a journal, go out in nature for a few hours and ponder the question, meditate on the question, why do I want this? Why do I want success? And think of every reason that you possibly can. Make a list of over 100 of them. And then once you got that, identify what are the top ones that will truly drive you. You get that, you'll be unstoppable. You'll overcome any limitations, all the BS. You'll find a way, you'll make the way, you'll do whatever it takes. Okay, so that's a huge component of it, is to revisit your why and your purpose. Sometimes you have that reason why at the beginning because you're excited, you're in pain, you make a decision, but that decision doesn't last because you go back into your comfort zone where you rationalize why things are okay and they're, oh, I don't really, you know, I don't want to be successful anymore. I don't really need that. Things are okay the way they are. And you get back to where you were versus getting that momentum and moving in that direction. And that's why you have to always remind yourself of why you're doing this, guys. You really do. You can't get comfortable or complacent with it. You got to go back to that and discover what that is and remind yourself of it. So that's got to be incredibly strong. Another thing I want to share with you guys is resourcefulness, and I've shared this before. The resourcefulness comes into play, guys, when you believe it and you want it bad enough, right? Because if you believe it and you want it bad enough, you'll figure things out. You know, there's going to be many times where you don't know how to do something, okay? It's normal. Anytime you're learning anything new, there's that learning curve, and you have to become proficient at things. And what will allow you to find the answers and to figure things out is your belief and why you want it. Some people, they can't figure it out. They can't figure out how to do something. They give up and they don't want it bad enough to pull them to that solution to figuring it out. For me, I want it bad enough. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I know what's possible for me in my life, that I'll find the answers. I'll buy the courses, the trainings. I'll hire the coaches. I'll go to Google. I'll go to YouTube. I'll do whatever I got to do to figure it out. Okay, that's resourcefulness. The more of that you can tap into, the better. Okay, that resourcefulness will defy any resource that there might be out there. You'll find the resources if you're truly resourceful. You know, I've shared this story before many times about how, you know, I had a time in my life, I was broken, struggling, I was living on my friend's couch, and I wanted to go to this one seminar that I believe could change my life. I was living in Vancouver, Canada. The seminar was in Newburgh, New York, and I needed to find a way to get there, and I needed money. I didn't have money. Problem. A lot of people, they stop there. I don't have the money. I can't afford it. Okay, I'm not going to go to the seminar. That's most people. But I'm not like most people, and neither are you. I knew that I was going to figure it out. I was going to find a way to get my ass to that seminar. And I decided to get resourceful. I was creative. I realized, hey, you know what? Maybe I can find ways to come up with money. I started asking myself, how can I come up with the money rather than just closing my mind off and saying I can't afford it? So what I did was I decided to do a car wash fundraiser. I got some friends together, found a gas station, made some signs that said car wash fundraiser by donation, stood on the side of the road, flagging down cars and waving the sign and trying to stop them. And hey, stop here. It's a car wash and everything. And sometimes there'd be a red light. And what I'd often do is I'd press the button for the crosswalk so that the cars would stop. And then I can get a few extra seconds there to wave my sign and try to convince them to come in to come for a car wash. And so I'd have the cars that would come in and I'd talk to each driver of the car and say, listen, I'm doing a car wash. It's by donation. I'm trying to raise money so I can go to this seminar and change my life. I want to be a better person. This is what my goals or my visions are. And you know what? It's amazing what happened that day because so many people were curious. Wow, good for you. That's amazing that you're doing this. And you know, they'd ask, how much does it cost? And I say, you can give whatever you want. It's by donation, you know? And so I'd end up washing their car with my friends, and my friends were nice enough to help and support me, which is what a true friend does. And I was able in that one day to raise like $800. You know, some people gave $20 and $50, and other people give $10 or $5. But I was able to raise enough money in one day. And really what I got out of that day was more valuable than the money. More valuable than the seminar that I went to was who I became, the resourcefulness of that. That process, that self-development, that growth was more valuable than the $800 and even going to the seminar. Isn't that amazing how it is? When you have to find the way and figure it out, that's the self-development. That's the journey. That's the most valuable part, because in that moment, you're expanding who you are and becoming a better version of yourself, a more committed, more resourceful human being, and you're proving to yourself what's possible and what you can do. And that gives you more belief and more confidence that, man, I can figure this out. Man, I figure things out. I get shit done. Okay, that's the mindset there. So, you know, there's people, for example, I work, you know, some people, they reach out to me, they say, Stefan, I want to sell on Amazon, but, you know, my country's not listed when I try to set up my Amazon Seller Central account. I'm from Nigeria and I'm trying to set it up and it's not listed. I guess I can't sell on Amazon. That's the majority. The resourceful person says, you know what, maybe I can still figure this out. Maybe there's still a way that I could sell on Amazon. Maybe I could set up a Payoneer account or a World First account and I could get a P.O. box or an address within the United States for $5 a year, or I can set up a company or a corporation in a different country. Like, they're resourceful and they figure it out, and that's why that person goes on to succeed and get results versus the majority of people, they stop there. And again, it comes back to how bad do they want it and did they believe in it? And some of them had an inkling of that, but not enough to get them to the point of trying to really do whatever it takes and figure things out. And I want you to know, sometimes, you know, it's sometimes you don't want it bad enough, and maybe that's okay, because everyone wants different things. I know for me, there's plenty of things in my life that I've tried to pursue that I came up short, and I didn't want it bad enough, to be honest with you guys. I wasn't committed enough. You know, I remember I was trying to learn how to dance years ago, hip hop dance, and I was really committed for a little while. And I said, you know, I really want to learn how to dance, and I'd go to some classes and whatnot. And then I found after, you know, a month, I decided to give up. You know, I wasn't that excited or passionate about it anymore. And I didn't have a strong enough why. You know, I didn't want it bad enough. And, you know, maybe that's for you in business. Maybe you don't want it bad enough and other people want it more than you. You've got to figure out what that is. But whatever decision you come to, you got to be at peace with that. You got to decide, you know what? I just decided I'm not committed enough for this. And sometimes you don't learn that until you go through the process as well. But when you have that vision that is strong enough, that's what will always pull you past it. So always come back to your why and your vision. So let me share a few more things with you guys. We'll dive into your questions. Let me share one more with you guys here before we dive into questions. I guess, you know, the one other thing I just got to bring up is action. Taking action. This will be the last one before we dive into questions. But so many people, guys, it's very frustrating being someone that I try to share and help you guys. And not everyone, of course, I know many of you are action takers, but there's people out there, they're so afraid to act. They're so afraid to do something. You know, they're trying to sell on Amazon and it's been months and they're not even past picking a product or deciding on their brand name or their niche or going through the program or to take the actions you know you need to take. And I think there's a few different reasons for this that we can explore. As I think number one is, a lot of people, they have a perfectionist mentality. They think that everything has to be perfect for them to begin. They think they've got to find the perfect product, the perfect niche, the perfect mastermind, the perfect book, the perfect web. Everything has to be perfect. And it never will be. It'll never be perfect. If I had waited for things to be perfect for me to start, I would have never started anything. The way you actually perfect something, just so you know, is you put something out there, whether it's content, whether it's a product, whether it's a mastermind, whether it's a book, whatever, you put it out there. You do the best that you can, okay? Or you go to a certain point, but you put it out there. And then you get feedback from people. You have people consume it, customers. You put it into the business and you gain customers from it. You market it, you promote it. And then you learn from people what they like and what they don't like, what can be better, what can be improved. And then you take that feedback and then you make it better, and perfecting something is a never-ending journey and process. But you can never get the feedback or perfect it unless you put it out there. So you can't be afraid to put yourself out there, your product out there. No matter where you are right now, just put stuff out there and then improve as you go. Learn as you go. Don't think you got to know everything to start. Just start. There's two different approaches. There's the ready, aim, fire. Okay, that's one approach. Or there's the ready, fire, and then start aiming as you're firing. Most people that they're trying to aim and get the perfect bullseye before they fire, those people wait a long time. Some of those people never fire. They're just aim. I gotta get it just right, just perfect. I gotta keep aiming on this. And then before you know it, the other guy who's just firing, did it like they're missing the target constantly, but they're aiming and just trying to get their shot a little bit better every time they shoot it. That person, at least they're doing something and they're learning and they're putting into action. And that person will eventually hit the target versus the first person that's still there waiting to shoot. Or I often use the example of two people starting a race. The one person, they're waiting for everything to be perfect for them to start. They've got to know the right route and they got to wait for the perfect conditioning. They got to get the right coach and I got to get the right shoes and I got to get the right this and this and this. I got to know everything before I start the race. They're waiting and waiting, waiting, waiting. The other person, they just start. They just start running. They're falling down. They pick themselves back up. But that person that just goes for it will always get further ahead than the person that's still waiting there. You know, I remember there's a great book. I think it's from Dan Kennedy. He talked about the 80% approach, which is not trying to do 100%. Just 80% is more than good enough. Right? And that's a mindset I think all of us need to take on a little bit more. You know, for me, you know, I record this video here for you guys. I'm not waiting for everything to be perfect, perfect audio, perfect video, perfect environment, perfect internet. I'm just doing the best that I can with it. And you don't need to make everyone happy. You just got to focus on what's most important. And what's most important is always what's going to win. And I know when it comes to content, I've got plenty of videos and content out there that the production quality was shit, but the content was gold and people don't care much about the production. There might be a very small percentage of people that complain about it, but the content will always win. The value of what you share and what you give and what you provide will always win and trump anything else. So always remember what's most important. Now, another thing with the perfectionist mentality is analysis paralysis. Some of you live way too much up here in your head. You overthink things. You live way too much up here, and when you live too much up here, then you're gonna psych yourself out. You're gonna take yourself out of the game. It's almost like if you're gonna dive into a pool, okay, a pool of water, the longer that you wait, the longer that you hesitate, what happens? The fear grows, the fear builds, because the more you're thinking about it in your head, versus you just gotta jump in the pool, man. You gotta just pull off the Band-Aid. You just gotta go for it before you have the chance to think and think yourself out of it. And for many of you, you think that you need to have all the information to start. Like, how many people that I see, they're just trying to wait to start their business, but they're like, well, I don't have my corporation set up yet, and I gotta talk to an accountant and a lawyer, and I gotta do this, and I gotta know all the steps and all the whole process and everything that's involved in being successful before I start. I think, man, are you crazy? If you actually knew all that stuff, you would never start. Right? Because sometimes the more information you have, you get something called information overload, which there's so much information up here that it's just so monumental and big. And it's like, oh my God, what do I do? How do I start? How do I begin? What do I start with all of that? And sometimes it's best to not know all of that stuff. Sometimes it's just best to know what the first step is so that you do the first step. And then once you made that first step, then you worry about the second step. And then once you made the second step, then you worry about the third step. Once you've made the third step, you worry about the fourth step, and then the fifth step, and you just work on one step at a time, right? You have an idea, you know what the big picture is, but you don't need to know everything that's involved to get there. You just got to take that first step and the next step, and that's how you get momentum. And you get momentum, you get the ball rolling, it's a lot easier. Objects in motion stay in motion. But if you're in a state of inertia, where it's like you built this big object here in your mind, it's so hard to get that in motion, right? It's so hard to initiate and to start. So that's why I'm a fan of like the courses that I create, like Affiliate Marketing Mastery and things like that. I teach something, but then I expect you and I give you an assignment to apply it before you move on to the next piece of information. the next piece of information doesn't value or benefit you unless you applied the first step and the second step, you know, and so forth. So be careful with that. And really what this stems from, guys, really what this comes down to is fear. That's the root cause of this. That, man, if it's not perfect and it's, I don't do this right or I don't do that right, then what is that going to mean? It means that I'm going to fail or I'm going to make a mistake. And if I fail, what does that mean? Then it means that you're not good enough. It means that you're a failure. See, you got to be careful with that. You got to change the way you believe and how you view failure. Failure can be your friend. Failure is the greatest asset, and you are going to fail. You might as well embrace it, not fear it, but be excited for it and embrace it, that that allows you to learn. You know, you'll make many mistakes. You'll lose some money. I lose money all the time in my business. I hire someone for a few months. I put a certain amount of money into it. It didn't work out. You know, I had expectations. I thought that, okay, this person's going to produce this amount of revenue in the business. And, you know, I hire a contract, an agency, whatever, do that for a few, doesn't work out. Okay. I just put $20,000, $30,000 into something. It didn't work out. You got to be okay with that. But there's other times I make decisions and it does work out. It does produce success. It does produce results. Sometimes I'm changing this strategy. Sometimes I put $1,000 into Facebook ads and, man, I ran these ads and they didn't produce the return that I wanted. I lost money on this. That's okay, but at least you're trying. The biggest failure is not trying, not doing anything, right? And if you're going to fail, at least fail forward. Fail in the direction of where you want to go. But hey, there's times where I lose time. I start a project, it didn't work out. I do this for a little while. Man, I went 3 months doing that, didn't work out. But here's how I view it. It was never a failure. It was never a loss. Loss is only an illusion. In fact, from all of those experiences, every failure, every mistake you made has actually not been a loss, it's been a gain. You have to look at what you've gained from it, what you've learned from it, the value you got from it, because every decision that I've made, I learn from that. That helps me make a better decision in the future so I can have more winning decisions. I'd much rather fail here early when it's a small failure and learn the lessons from it so that I can prevent the bigger failures in the future and I can use that to help me create more success in the future. So everything benefits you and helps your decision-making process. It helps you grow and evolve. That's how you have to look at it. Experience is always the best teacher. Okay, knowledge will never lead to wisdom. The only way you gain wisdom is through experience. And the experience means that it's not all up. It's a lot of downs and a lot of challenges as well, but you got to learn from that. And you just got to understand that the fear of failure is what's holding you back, and you got to embrace some failure. The failures that I'm talking about that are good are the ones where, yeah, you lose some money, you lose some time, but you can recover that after a few months. The big failures that you want to avoid, the big mistakes you want to avoid, are the ones that bankrupt you, the ones that, you know, you can't get out of it 10 years later. Those are the ones that you want to avoid. But the failures of, you know, yeah, you lose a couple $1,000s, you lose a couple months here and there of work and effort. Those are things you can recover from. You learn from that. You just get yourself back on track. Okay. But those are the ones you have to embrace. You have to be willing to take on. And I'm not saying to mitigate the downside and, you know, the bigger decision, of course, you got to weigh the pros and cons a little bit more too. But you can't let the fear immobilize you and paralyze you from ever taking any action or moving forward. So listen, I've got more. I want to dive into your questions here, but I hope some of this discussion and this mindset is a good reminder for you. And listen, you know, no matter where you are right now, I know we all go through it. You know, that's why I'm bringing this up yet again, is to remind you of it. You know, I remember for me in my business, even though once I was making six figures and seven figures, I still had many fears and things that were preventing me from taking action. Some of them were reinvesting back in my business. Some of them, you know, I lost money. I had pain from that in the past, and I was so afraid to reinvest more back into the business based on the past pain. It was keeping me stuck and preventing me from moving forward. Or I remember I hired my first manager at one point and it didn't work out. I ended up training this person for a few months and put money into it and it didn't work out, right? And it prevented me from hiring that next person in my business that I knew I needed to do to get my business to the next level, but I had fears and limiting beliefs and things like that that held me back. And then What I do is I come back to this, come back to what I'm sharing with you right now. Why do I want this? The belief, taking action, the fears. I'm always trying to tweak and shift my mindset and not allowing the pain and the failures from the past limit me in the future, right? To create limiting beliefs that prevent us from moving forward. And so that's why I think no matter what level you are now, it's always worth reassessing these things to find out what is holding you back so that you can solve it, you can move forward. And that's the most important thing, is just let's make that progress. If you're making progress, you'll get to where you want to go. And that's always been one of the goals that I have of every single session that we do together, is I'm just here to remind you, I'm here to challenge you, I'm here to support you, I'm here to do whatever I can to get you just making progress. And if you show up here every month for a training like this, then I believe I can do that for you. I can get you in that right direction of where you want to go.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.